I hear a lot of people in the fragrance industry get asked how they got into fragrance and how they discovered that they had an affinity for their sense of smell. These glamorous people often have the most romantic stories about how they were introduced to some amazingly influential fragrance at a young age and how it captivated them. My story is a bit different though. When my mum was pregnant with me, she couldn't stand the smell of newspapers. There was something about the inky paperiness that really turned her stomach, and she had to give up reading them for a while. When I was a small child, I, on the other hand, absolutely loved the smell of newspapers, and I could tell the different brands apart by the smell of the paper they were printed on. Really, this is honestly true, my family actually tested me on it. Looking back, that was the first time that I realised the comforting and soothing properties that a particular smell can bring. There's power in scent as well as stories, and although my discovery of my sense of smell isn't the most glamorous or romantic, I like to think that it's no less impactful on me for its humble origins. I'm Nicola Thomas, and you're listening to The Sniff. Today, the first perfume we're looking at is Liquo by Angela Champagne. Now this is a fantastic perfume if you like the twilight, because it is literally the gloaming rendered in perfume form. The listed notes are lavandin, violet, lemon, anise, licorice, straw, coumarin, incense, vetiver and tonka bean. Very, very few perfumes come along that actually smell of magic, which make the hairs on the back of your neck rise and which smell otherworldly and strange. But Liquo by Angela Champagne is one of them. Wear it and you will be transported. To us, it smells like if you imagine a small village surrounded by lush countryside at the end of a long summer. It's a timeless place that could be 500 years old or just yesterday. The grass of the meadows around the village sway gently in the zephyrs of the evening as the sky deepens and turns to blue velvet. Swallows first and then bats zip overhead, catching insects on the wing as you stand watching on a hill overlooking the hamlet, the mountains at your back. Warmth rises from the sun-baked earth so that even once the sky is dark, the temperature remains sultry and enveloping. A calmness descends as the village falls silent, people taking to their beds with the covers thrown off and windows open as twilight slips in between their houses. Liquo is the scent of the falling night, of the hours from dusk until dawn. It opens with the glorious and quite unusual smell of sweet licorice. Warm, woody, sharply sweet. It smells like the fragrant leaves and stems of anise crushed underfoot on a warm summer's evening. The sort of scent which thrums with a low vibration and which you can almost sense in your chest as you inhale. It smells like the robes of Astraeus, god of the dusk. And it settles with a soothing calmness about a tired body and promises rest and relaxation. This is night as a balm, a tonic, and nothing to be feared. A sweet hay tone joins the mix of Liquo as it wears. This starts off a little damper and then dries as the scent goes on. It's sweet, calming, herbal, and chimes beautifully with the warm earthiness of the licorice. It's the scent of cut grasses in the fields around the village as they dry to hay, releasing their delicate aromas as they do. It's the smell of something familiar, melancholy and yet profound all at once. There's something else here too, something which was at first overlooked. A coolness, a stony freshness like water running over pebbles in a tiny stream that tumbles down the mountainside behind the cluster of wooden houses and farmsteads. This coolness balances the hay-like sweetness beautifully and the two very much feel like they were made for one another. The village lays quiet beneath us now. You've lost track of how long you've stood keeping your silent vigil. The whiff of a gone-out fire rises to meet you as the stars go out. Slowly dawn begins to colour the horizon, turning the sky from black to the deepest purple, and then through shades of blue. Astraeus slowly sweeps his cloak away from the village so his wife, Eos, goddess of the dawn, can take her place there instead. The herbal, warm, sweet, grassy notes make up the majority of the base of Liquo, shot through with the licorice and anise for the duration of the scent's wear. The dried grasses accord is one of the best renderings of hay we've ever smelled. It's not too sweet, but still has the warmth of summer on it. It's utterly beautiful work. As the licorice recedes, the fragrance becomes moorish and compelling, A trace of incense, smoky and languid, is discernible from time to time, like a fire that's died in the hearth overnight. Liquor is a soothing and healing scent which will make you feel like you've experienced something magical. It's beautifully blended, subtle and fascinating. There's something almost Byronic and slightly melancholy about it. It's the sort of sadness that should be embraced, though, rather than fought against. Liquor is about the calmness that comes at the end of a day of physical exertion, the soothing that comes from a night spent out under the stars, and the melancholy that life cannot always be this way. This thoroughly beautiful perfume lasts really well. It stays well into the afternoon from an early morning application, so around 6 to 9 hours of wear. The scent projects moderately well to just under handshake distance or thereabouts. In terms of the gender of the fragrance, we could see it being worn by anyone, really. But if pressed, it perhaps sits ever so slightly towards the more stereotypically masculine end of the spectrum. But of course, use that as a guide rather than a rule and wear whatever makes you feel happy. The more of Angela Champagne's work we've had the opportunity to experience, the more impressed we've become by this amazing Italian brand. Their work is wonderful, impassioned and meticulous, and it evokes emotion abundantly as if it's an easy thing to do. If you connect with their work, you're bound to fall in love multiple times over, as we have done. Angela Champagne are a small family-run enterprise, originally situated in central Italy, although they've just recently relocated to Tenerife. They make very small batch numbered scents which have a focus on quality and craftsmanship. Liquor is available from the Angela Champagne web boutique, and it's priced at around about £160 for 100 millilitres of Eau de Parfum. One of the questions we get asked all the time here at The Sniff is, how do I get into niche perfume? And knowing where to begin can be really difficult. There's different brands, different price points, different styles and different availability. So it's really easy to get lost in all these different choices. You might even be wondering what on earth niche perfumery actually is. So we've put together a little bit of a rundown for you to help get you started. So what is niche perfumery? Niche art or artisan perfumery is a very vague and ill-defined concept. It originally started off as perfumes which were in limited distribution, so quite often smaller brands. And whilst this may retain an element of truth still, there is a trend nowadays for big brands to buy up successful small houses so as to make them appear to have this kind of cult status. Here at The Sniff, we use niche to describe anything that operates or appears to operate as an independent, artistic or artisanal brand. But we bear in mind that this can be quite flexible. So where can I buy it? Interesting perfumes can be hard to find, so if you're looking to try out some niche scents, there are shops which can help, although many of them are based in big cities. In London, Bloom Perfumery stock an excellent curated range. Jevoy in Mayfair offer the opportunity to try a wide range of different brands, and Les Senteurs completes the big London trio. Other options would be large department stores such as Harvey Nichols or Liberty's, which are really catching on to this niche vibe now. Here in York, Fenwick's, our department store, offers quite a good range these days. Aside from physical stores, the internet is your best friend if you want to start experimenting in the niche world. So Facebook groups such as Oh My Soul offer the chance to get recommendations from established frag heads, and yes, that is what they call each other. Or feel free to browse the archives of our reviews on thesniff.com, where you'll find lots of recommendations. So what brands should you start with? Well, some brands are easier to get into than others in terms of composition, and you'll find as you experiment that your nose becomes more attuned to what appeals to you and works on your skin. When starting out, we wouldn't advise that anyone splurges on a super expensive bottle of something. Buy samples first, all the time, and wear the fragrance in your everyday life before you commit. The price of niche bottles of fragrance range from relatively affordable to, holy crap, I need a second mortgage for that. So buy slowly and with consideration and you won't go far wrong. We've tried to pick out some brands here that represent good value for money, but retain interesting and they're easy to like all at once. So the first brand is Phaidon. They're a French brand and they fly really under the radar for some reason. It's always been a mystery to us as to why that would be. They combine great compositions with classical elegance, but they're never stuffy or old-fashioned. They make me think of the word timeless. Pluie de Soleil, L'Eau de Phaidon, Cendre de Thé, Hesperis, Ilangara and Purezio are all great fragrances from this brand, which will definitely have you smelling different without reinventing the fragrance wheel entirely. Next brand, 4160 Tuesdays. They're a really fun and quirky brand. They're UK-based, based in London, and their tagline could be friendly. Their range is vast and sweeps from scents that smell like Scarborough Beach in the summer right through to sophisticated ambers and classical structures. They're always doing interesting projects, such as crowdfunding. And one of the things that I really like about them is that their scents come in a range of different sizes, so it's very easy to try something out affordably without getting a huge bottle. The best thing about 4160 Tuesdays, and one of the reasons we had to include them in this list, is that they're the sort of brand you can just ring up or pop into their London studio and they'll talk you through what you might like. It's that personal level of service and detail that really, really lifts them above the competition. Next brand we want to introduce you to is Pierre Guillaume. They've got a huge range, like their sister brand Phaidon. They're another really great brand to try if you want to get into niche. Their range encompasses pretty much every type of perfume you could want, from the sweet to the smoky. They're incredibly wearable whilst being away from the norm. Pierre is particularly known for the sophisticated way in which he weaves edible or gourmand notes into his fragrances, and there's something in this house that will cater to just about any taste. Notable perfumes include Swim/SX, Sensuality, Jasmagonda, Superlady, Sucre d'Ebony, Shermine and Jangala, amongst others. Another brand that I really like and which really helped me get into niche is a brand called Rouge Bunny Rouge. They're probably better known for their makeup, but don't be put off by that. They make excellent unisex fragrances too, and they're one of those rare brands that I would be really happy to own every single scent by them. And it's really not very often that you can say that, even with brands that you love. Rouge Bunny Rouge fragrances are ones that are, they're really captivating, they're really high quality and they're really interesting. Particular standouts are Embers, Silhouette and Incognito. So really the key to finding your way into niche perfumery samples and experimenting with an open mind, always shop on your own when you're trying to buy perfume, because other people's judgments tend to cloud your own gut instinct, and your gut instinct is really important with these sorts of things. I would always recommend trying things out that you wouldn't normally expect to like, because that can really bring such wonders into your fragrance wardrobe when you're surprised by something. And don't try to find a single fragrance to fit every occasion. Start by getting something that works in your day job and work up from there. Before you know it, you'll have fallen down the rabbit hole of fragrance. What smell do you associate with travel?
Eucalyptus. It really smells of San Francisco.
Smell of the sea. That's one. I always try and get to the sea.
A kind of more exotic smells than I suppose you get in the UK when you're in markets and things, and the smells are a bit of a barrage on your nose, and you've got, like, I'm thinking kind of markets abroad where you've got fish and meat and things cooking and things being thrown around, and it's all just a bit of an assault.
Well, now it's Bynafrage, because that was my honeymoon smell. So now every time I smell it, all I can think about is our cruise and going to all those Scandinavian countries and Russia. It is my, just it's such a strong link in my brain that is my now my scent of travel.
There's like a smell of a railway. There's lots that you have, like the coal on the tracks have a certain smell from the old trains, I think.
Probably kerosene, like from the airplane. When you walk up to the airplane, you smell that kind of kerosene-y type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that really fruity, melony, fresh, peachy smell you get in European supermarkets. That you don't, they just, the fruit just doesn't smell in this country. But as soon as you walk into somewhere in like Spain, into the supermarket, and you get a real hit of properly smelly fruit.
The Sniff is written and produced by me, Nicola Thomas, with music by Phil Collingwood. You can find all our reviews online at the-sniff.com. We're also on Instagram, at the Sniff website, and Twitter with the same handle. As is true for all our episodes, we weren't paid or sponsored by anyone, either in cash or in kind, to produce this podcast or mention any particular brands in it. We received a free sample of liqueur from Angela Champagne when we visited their stand at Essence in 2019. Thanks very much for listening.